Money FM 89.3, best of the afternoon update. Sustainable Singapore on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Sustainable Singapore on Money FM 89.3 with me, Rachel Kelly. Now, have you started to see more local produce pop up on your supermarket shelves? The answer is probably yes. And that's because the government aims to produce 30% of nutritional needs locally and sustainably by 2030. This is part of Singapore's 30 by 30 goal. As a result, the local agri-tech sector has taken off. And Ja Cultura is a locally grown farm tech firm, and they say their tech can result in a 50% improvement in cell growth of stem cells. We're going to find out more about it. We're joined on the line now by Tan Chong Hui, who is the co-founder of Ja Cultura. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, Rachel. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you with us. So let's start off. Perhaps you can tell us, what exactly is this technology that can improve cell growth of stem cells by 50%? I understand it's called the Unitatum Cultura. How does it work?
Yes.
What
yes.
is it?
Okay. It is a special pellet fuse generated by our proprietary ceramic alloy. So this material is able to affect this fuel. And the fuel itself will be able to affect water. And if you use the water to grow plants, or you can affect seeds. So uses after affecting the seeds, you plant the seeds and you will grow better.
Okay, so it's a water filter. That's amazing. How is this? I mean, it's something that sounds so simple. Perhaps you can talk us through the tech here.
Okay, we developed the tech over about 24 years of research. So it looks simple. It's simple to use, but the development to arrive at this stage took us about 24 years. And in collaboration with Republic Polytechnic in Singapore, we did the verification test last year where we were growing plants like bok choy.
Okay.
And we spent about 3 to 6 months growing the bok choy, and we saw the results that was verified there and then. Water that was used to grow the bok choy helped the bok choy improve the yield by 18%. And the seed that they used when treated by us, the yield increased by 21%.
So you're saying there are two ways. One, you can filter the water through it to feed the plants. Two, you can put the plants inside capsules before you grow them. How long do you need to keep the seeds in these capsules for? Does it depend? Does it improve the longer you keep the seeds in the capsules for?
Yeah, typically about 3 to 5 days.
Okay.
Typically is what farmers typically do. They buy seeds in advance before they plant, right? So rather than just put it aside, they can just put it into our container and you'll be treated. So by the time they plant it, they can just do it and you'll be fully treated.
Oh, that's interesting. So how is this being implemented now here in Singapore? I understand that you had an event earlier this week.
Yes, we did. In Singapore right now, we had an event earlier this week. I'm sorry you missed it. So what we did was that we actually launched the company.
Mm-hmm.
And in Singapore, we are in use at one of those rooftop farming, commercial rooftop farmers, at Farmer Nick's place. It's actually using soil-based farming. And we are also being used in terms of agriculture and in terms of hydroponic system, tested in hydroponics and also soil-based growing, both in Singapore and right now we're expanding to other countries. In fact, I'm having a few discussions along these next few weeks to talk to interested parties in Indonesia, China, Malaysia, and Cambodia, yes.
Exciting times for you, a lot of development. And as you mentioned, this is locally grown. It's been 24 years in the making. So back then, over two decades ago, you're really thinking future forward, because it's only really recently that we've started to discuss Singapore's 30 by 30 goal, sustainability of food supplies on the back of the pandemic. What led you to this moment to start to develop this over two decades ago?
I think in terms of for deep tech research, it takes time. It's not something that you can think of an idea and it comes to fruit. You need to do a lot of verification and testing. Our technology is not only applicable for the agriculture sector, but we're also looking at other industries such as skincare, such as plastic injection molding, and also other emission control type of industries. So it has a very wide application. Agriculture is just one of the urgent issues that we know that we can help contribute to solving certain problems. for example, with the challenges of the fertilizer price going up, mm-hmm. and also the war in Ukraine, and the emission and nitrogen emission in terms of the controls that's going on, I think that our technology will be able to contribute to a certain degree to help solve some of this problem, offset some of the losses in you.
Okay, Chong Hui, so this might sound a bit basic, but so essentially if I want to grow plants, say I've got an allotment plot here in Singapore and the soil is okay, all I need to do is just either use water filtered through that filter to improve the growth,
yes.
to improve it. I don't need to invest in fertilizers as well?
You can still invest in your own fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're saying is that you do not need to add more fertilizer.
Mm.
So what we do is that we improve the absorption and the seed in terms of the quality of yield, but your other resources remains the same. So if you're growing two plots of plants, bok choy, for example,
okay.
two plots of bok choy.
You like bok choy.
You're giving them the same resources, same resources as in same amount of water, mm-hmm. same amount of fertilizer. You will see that the plot that is using our technology will give you more yield. So end of the day, you'll be 21%, 18 to 20% bigger compared to the one untreated.
We're speaking with Tan Chong Hui, co-founder of Ja Cultura. Yes. So how does this all fit in with SG's 30 by 30 goals? I mean, obviously it does fit in, but I'm sure you've seen a lot more response than perhaps you would have if you'd launched the company, say, 5 years ago.
Yeah, definitely. So right now, I think there's the government has a goal of 30-30,
mm-hmm.
and there are a lot of people in the industry striving towards that. We want to contribute and into this ecosystem. In fact, at the end of this month, we are actually having a safer event. The Singapore Food Agency has a separate group that will be talking to all the farmers, the bosses.
Mm-hmm.
What we hope to do is to contribute and let those farmers, those commercial growers that would like to test our technology to have a chance to use it and to gain the benefits of it. So I hope that as a company and as a Singaporean, we can contribute to that goal.
So, okay, when you're on Money FM, talk to us about
yes.
the dollars and cents here. How much does it cost to implement this technology?
Cost-wise, I think this is where when we talk about sustainability and future growth, right, is what our technology is all about. The use of a technology do not need you to use additional power, for example, electricity.
Mm-hmm.
You do not need to use any electricity, do not need to use any additional chemicals. Just my material put in the right place, you're able to have the usage of it and enjoy the benefits. The great thing about us is that we believe in long term. So what we hope to do is to be able to ease it into the use of for the farmers so that it's not a high-cost product or
okay.
high-cost technology. Something going to be cheap, easy for them to pay on a monthly basis, and it's something just like utility. You pay
okay.
for water, right?
So I see you're going to be... It's more like you're renting out the units
yeah.
for the farmers to
correct,
use.
Correct.
Okay, okay. I understand. How big is it, though? I'm trying to visualize it.
Oh, it can be very small. Let's say that you have your own plot of land, right?
On a hose pipe. I don't have...
Yeah.
I wish I had my own plot of land. I don't, but I have a balcony. Does that count? Can it fit? Can I put it on my hose pipe?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we do have products for commercial users
mm-hmm.
and products for home users.
Okay.
So we will get one sent over to you. It's just a small capsule that you can use it and you put your seed into it before you plant them. And you'll be able to see that. Yeah.
So is this going to this available for sale, for retail, for people who are listening in if they want to try this out?
Yes, very soon we're actually going to do a Kickstarter program to get the product into the world and let more people enjoy it and also have an opportunity to grow with us. That's what we believe. To grow with us, to grow their own vegetable, to give them some level of resilience in terms of food security. So this will be made available in the next 1-2 weeks' time.
And speaking of growing with you, it took 24 years to grow this tech. What else
yes.
are you growing now? What can we expect from you in the next decade or two?
A decade or two is long.
Mm.
In terms of what the short-term growth that we are looking at,
yeah.
is that we have already gained a lot of interest in terms of from farmers themselves. So we are expanding to Cambodia and Vietnam
okay.
and also Malaysia. We have people talking to us from Indonesia. And tomorrow morning, I'm having a call with some researchers in China to further look at how to use this technology. So what we hope to do is to get the word out and be able to deploy our technology to those commercial sites to start create the benefits of our technology to the general public as soon as possible.
And you know, it's fascinating when you think about it. There are so many documentaries and articles about the impact of soil erosion, right? So I guess this goes towards that conversation in terms of what farmers are going through, that soil has been so overused, so overtreated, that you need a lot of effort to help to regrow on those particular plots. So does this help in that effort as well?
Well, we hope to do that because in terms of I don't have the data to back up what what we can do in terms of that soil level. But what we've done at Farmernix Urban Farm is that they are growing their vegetable based on the soil-based type of method.
Okay.
So what we could do is that in that environment, right, we are able to see the improving growth of the yield of the vegetable and also the speed of the growth of certain type of crops, like pao chai, Chinese and Dutch. They were able to see that the vegetable was able to grow about 7 days faster compared to what they had. So this was something similar that was reported back by another hydroponics customer, a partner, actually, that saw the same differences. What we could share in terms of helping the environment is that no, you do not need to tax the world with new fertilizers, with more fertilizers. With existing things that you already have, we hope that our technology can add the benefits on top of that without the need for more resources, I think, which is the key. Not just the fertilizer, but also the electricity and things like that.
More sustainable ways of farming.
Yes.
Well, Chong Hui, thank you so much for taking the time
to speak
with us today. It's been absolutely fascinating. We've been speaking with Tan Chong Hui, who is the co-founder of Jia Cultura. You're listening to Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.